mission to get in touch with my Marie, the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
In the golden rule, American history and practical math, you study them hard and hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat, fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Twas in ancient history, 4000 BC, back up in the jungle in a coconut tree. Hanging on a branch up under the sun was a meddlesome monkey named Jojo Gunn. To get a drink of water from the jungle fountain, Jojo the monkey started telling the jive about an elephant who was gonna skin him alive. Leo tried to reach and grab Jojo's tail, got mad and went roaring through the jungle trail. He ran up on an elephant beneath the tree and said, put up your dukes, you gotta tussle with me. No
days you made a non-stop flight trying to make it in time just to see that fight. A crocodile phoned and reversed to charge, coming all the way from Egypt on a local barge. Poor gorilla heard him talking in the lion's den, but Jojo met him 3 bucks the elephant way. Jojo yelled to Leo, go on, knock him down, he don't outweigh you but 1,000 pounds. Cut. The elephant took a snoop and grabbed a coconut. Leo fired a beautiful short right cross. That's when the coconut landed up against his jaw. Leo grew tired, but he wouldn't give in. The elephant almost beat his jawbone in. Buzzard said they fought furious all day. He couldn't understand how Leo got away. Jojo running everywhere, spreading news to the zebras and the leopards and the kangaroos. A hoot owl reported everything he saw, had his eyes wide open and called it a day. Leo limping back with his jawbone bruised, Jojo in the tree started singing the blues, laughing, meddling, jumping up and down, till his foot missed the limb and he fell to the ground. Like a bolt of thunder and a streak of heat, Leo covered Jojo with all 4 feet. Jojo was screaming with tears in his eyes, said, please, Mr. Leo, I apologize. Said, if you let my feet upon solid ground, I fight you close range 15 rounds. Leo got back and squared off the fight. Jojo took a leap and jumped out of sight.
All right, 1,000 points away, WMFO, and that's Jojo Gunn. And that is well known of the, when compared with the other tracks or the other singles we've been playing, but still one of his better songs. I think, you know, that one and a couple others from that era get lumped together as something that may have influenced Bob Dylan and some of the other folk rock and folk artists who told stories in their songs. If you listen to the lyrics, there's a Jojo Gunn was somebody who was a junkie or dealing with drug issues, you might say. And this song kind of traces his devolution, you might call it. So I don't know, maybe there's something there. I don't ever heard Bob Dylan say that Chuck Berry was an influence, but I'm sure maybe he was. Before that, School Day, Ring, Ring Goes the Bell. And that one sounds a lot like No Particular Place to Go, which we'll hear later. Chuck Berry, Memphis, that's from the Rock and Roll Forever collection, a live track there. And then the Beatles, Roll Over Beethoven, playing this track, a cover. I like to start off some of these sets with covers, and this one we're about to start was Be No Different. And again with the Stones, they have a couple here on this collection. I don't know if anybody picked up the More Hot Rocks. If anybody still has the More Hot Rocks double CD, I still have it in the original jewel case from 1986, as it says here on the disc itself. This would be Bye Bye Johnny, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Well, she drove all her money out with Southern Trust and put a little boy aboard a Greyhound bus, leaving loose and a boy going to west. Down people tales from her happiness. Her own little son named Johnny B. Goodness gonna miss a motion with the South Mountain West. Bye.
I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. Dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line, and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air condition. I want automatic heat. And I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote.
Future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her, please let me off the bus. Through the crowd trying to get to where she's
some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band, man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee, the Georgie folks they had a jamboree, they're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo, it's way too early for a congo. So keep a rocking that piano, so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
All right, there it is. Chuck Berry, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's rock and roll music. We heard the Beatles version of that earlier. You know, what's funny is they use the word backbeat. That's probably one of the first times the word backbeat has been used like that, or was used at the time. And then, of course, the Beatles covered it, so they borrowed the term. And then there was that movie made about the early era of the Beatles in the early 60s, and they were in Hamburg, I think, and that movie was called Backbeat. So there's the, trying to draw everything together, tie it all together. Nadine, before that, from the Johnny B. Goode collection, and that's actually a great song. I don't remember hearing that one before. No Money Down, another classic. He drives a hard bargain. He wants a $10 deductible. Man's crazy, completely insane. The Stones cover of Bye Bye Johnny from the More Hot Rocks collection, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And up next, we're going to go with this in the Wee Wee Hours, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. If your love was ever true, the wee little room had two. I sit alone and think of you. Thank you. one little song from a fading memory. From an old time used to be. What I really love, the only one for me. Putting out, you know what I'm saying? stone, but it's I'm wearing ball and chain, child. I drink a little TNT, smoke a little dynamite. What's wrong with that? Yeah? I wish I'm a schoolboy. Put me up tight, you know I'm on the 25th hour of the 32nd day, child, of the 13th month, you know, little girl. Nine doctors said I'm gonna be born for good luck, you know. Might run for prime minister, you know, child. I got 700 votes here now, child.
Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Bye Bye Johnny, the original from Chuck Berry. Now, if you remember the Rolling Stones version we played earlier, it's a little more bratty, a lot more bratty. It's just kind of like, bah, you know, it's a lot more Mick Jagger at the age of 27 or whatever, 26. Little boy, comparatively. Before that, Bonsoir Cherie, which sounds a lot like another Rolling Stones song of the era. So starting to see some overlap here. Roll Over Beethoven, the original there, that was from Rock and Roll All the Time collection. And we started this set off with Chuck Berry's In the Wee Wee Hours, or In the Wee Wee Hours, not the Wee Wee Hours. Rock and Roll Forever, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford, with Chuck Berry passing yesterday at the age of 90 from what I assume was like some kind of a compound or an estate in Wentzville, Missouri. They're not sure why. I guess he was. Paramedics were called to the scene. Probably because he was too old, I'm going to guess. At the age of 90, no rock and roller should ever reach the age of 90, although it looks like Keith Richards will probably live forever. But it's my humble opinion. Moving on, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, thanks for joining me. About 20 minutes left in this wonderful program. And as we hurtle towards the end, I have one. This awesome selection here, a secret little rock and roller, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
wanna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Oh well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it when you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real not fade away.
Sleeping. All I got, baby.
1,000 points of light, WMFO. It's Ovi Wright, A Nickel and a Nail. It's a great song. You know, what's funny is that I hadn't really heard that song until a couple years ago when Benny King died. And then I had a tribute show to him. And that song came up in my research about Benny King. And this is a nice one, too. I'll let this go play underneath. Before that, Buddy Holly and the Crickets with Not Fade Away. We're having a, I guess, a 50s-era rock show now that some of the Chuck Berry material that I brought has already been played. Johnny B. Goode, of course, and Howlin' Wolf started off the set with Smokestack Lightning. So this has been a tribute show to Chuck Berry, who passed away yesterday. I've got a couple more tracks we're going to get in. One of his huge influencers was Muddy Waters. I got my mojo working is up next. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Points of Light, WMFO. I'm about done here. Last song of the evening, of course, Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go. Probably the biggest hit I haven't played yet. Rock and Roll Will Never Die. It's been a great show. Thanks for thanks to Brian Young from Crash Course for the Ravers for stopping by. And I will see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. She leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go.
particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.